the ambulatory. We're facing the St. Thomas Becket Chapel, looking at the two stained glass windows on the left. They date from the early 13th century and are the same kind and quality as the stained glass windows in the cathedrals of Chartres and Bourges. But before we look at them more closely, Bernard Bruce, president of Sens Tourist Office and member of the Sens Archaeological Society, talks about the religious education aspect of medieval stained glass. Christ is light. He was born in the East and his message would spread to the West. And how was this message going to be disseminated? Through the stained glass windows that act as kind of notes for the canons who are always in the choir and ambulatory and would be reminded on a daily basis of all the martyrs, all the blessed that lived among us and spread Christ's message. Let's look at the first stained glass window. The custom in the Middle Ages was to read it from bottom to top. The window is a kind of documentary of the end of Thomas Becket's life. This saint had fallen out with the King of England and come to seek refuge in France, in Sens, in the 12th century. In the bottom right, the window shows his return to England to the town of Sandwich. And in the top right, Thomas is assassinated by the Anglo-Norman barons in Canterbury. The medallion in the top left, can you see it? Shows the martyr's tomb that was built by Guillaume de Sens. The architect also built a copy of the choir at Sens in Canterbury. Let's go on to the second window. It tells the story of Saint Eustache. He converted to Christianity while he was out hunting, and he saw Jesus on the cross appear between a stag's antlers. Eustache died a martyr's death, roasted inside a white-hot bronze bull. See if you can follow the different episodes of his life. The third window on the right of the chapel is one of Jesus' parables as told by St. Luke, the parable of the prodigal son. And no, you're not imagining it. You can even see him enjoying himself in the company of gentlemen. The exception to the rule is the fourth window, which is red from top to bottom. It's another parable, this time the one of the Good Samaritan. It illustrates the fall of man and the descent of God among men to save them. Let's make our way to the chapel next door, the Chapel of the Dauphin. Thank you for continuing your visit.